Here's the pitch, and it's rifled to the right side. That's a base hit. That'll score a run for the Astros. Reddick crosses the plate. And Altuve, with his first RBI of the season with a base hit to right field, puts the Astros up 2-0.
Chopper up the middle, past Pazos, and into center field for a base hit. Mariznick scores. Springer goes to second. A base hit and an RBI for Alex Bregman. 6-3 Astros. Bregman drives in his first run of the year. 1-2. Cruz pops it up center field. Waiting on it, Jake Mariznick. And he puts it away, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros come from behind with a 4-run sixth inning and then hold on in the ninth to beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5, evening this series at a game apiece.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros picking up a win over Seattle yesterday, and we've seen this team struggle to get hits with runners in scoring position. Wasn't an issue most of the night last night, particularly in that 4-run sixth inning. You had six straight reach with two outs and several big two-out hits.
Yeah, that inning started off with two relatively easy outs, and then we rattled off six base runners, got on base, a couple walks, a couple nice, fortunate hits, and then a couple of big hits. And that is the type of offense we can have throughout the order. I know we haven't been perfect this season so far in piecing our hits together. We're getting a number of hits, just not together. But last night we came up with the big hits at the big times.
And big hit came on the first pitch of the game.
And the first pitch of tonight's ball game. And Springer drives this one pretty deep to left center field. Going back is Dyson, still going back, looking up. See you later! Another leadoff home run for George Springer. Comes on the first pitch of the game. And the Astros are up 1-0. Springer's fifth home run of the year, his fourth. That's been the leadoff of game.
Just amazing what he's been able to do so far.
Yeah, it's fun when he's at the top and sets the tone like that. He's got so much energy. The pitcher's got a lot of anxiety coming into the game. He got to face George from the get-go. And you got to be ready pitch one. And George has done a good job of being selective enough. You know, as much as he's had four home runs to start games, they haven't been on bad pitches, right? He's been able to stay disciplined. He's not just up there hacking aimlessly. He's got a great plan, and he's not missing his pitch.
Yeah, it kind of answers my next question. Seems like when Springer goes up there, not just the first at bat of the game, but any at bat, he really has a good idea. Sometimes he's aggressive early, sometimes he's not. He seems to have a really good plan. It's not always the same.
Yeah, it's a cat and mouse game with him and the pitcher, and I think that's part of his appeal. One of the reasons I want him in the leadoff spot is whatever his plan is, he's going to stick to it. You know, if the pitcher wants to pitch the margins, throw a couple off-speed pitches, if he falls behind, he's in trouble. If he lays one in the middle of the plate, George is ready to hit. So I love the dynamic of that type of impact at the top.
Joe Musgrove, 5 1/3 innings. How big was it that Will Harris came on and gave you more than three outs? I'm getting five outs for you in the middle of that game.
Yeah, it was big, and you know, I hadn't used our primary bullpen the last couple games, so they were rested, and they all knew that they were going to pitch in any roles yesterday. But you know, I thought Joe did a really good job. He had one long inning, but he got out of it with a big double play ball, and then Will Harris comes in and gets five outs, and then Luke Gregerson bounced back from a tough outing, had his outing, and then Giles, all's well that ends well. So I think that was a nice team win for us, having to come back, having to have some clutch hits, having our primary bullpen pitch. It was a good win.
Change to the lineup today. I know in spring training you vacillated between Josh Reddick or Alex Bregman in the two spot. It had been Bregman so far. Reddick moving into the two spot today. What do you like about him there?
Facing a right-hander, I think it's a good spot for Reddick at the top of the order. He's one of our best hitters versus right-handed pitchers, and to maximize that, I've watched over the first few games that teams are matching up left on left with him and McCann and Aoki at the bottom, and it's just too convenient for those guys at the bottom of the order for them to do that. With right-handed pitching, I think I'm gonna stick with this for a little while. With left-handed pitching, we have a lefty on Saturday. I'll probably get Bregman back up there again. The good thing about our team is our players have absorbed the fact that they're just going to come and hit whatever order they're in. We have a good team. We have a good batting order. Guys don't really care where they hit.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back to Astro Lunch, and my guest today is Alex Bregman, obviously the third baseman for the Astros. And first things first, you told me this offseason about one of your favorite places to eat downtown, and I forgot the name of it. It's got the grilled cheese. What was the name of that?
Moonshiners, the brisket grilled cheese.
That's downtown?
Yeah, downtown Houston. It's unbelievable. Go there probably.
What makes it good?
Oh, it's delicious. It's the best grilled cheese I've ever had with some brisket in there. It's legit, man, and I probably eat there once a week during the season.
growing up in New Mexico, that's a different cuisine there altogether. And then you went to LSU, which is crazy cuisine. Did you love automatically the Cajun food?
You know, I didn't really start eating it until after I left, actually.
Really?
Probably the first off season back, I started exploring with that.
Crawfish.
But yeah, until then, I just stayed at walk-ons eating hamburgers and French fries, man, for my 3 years there. But I'm a big fan of New Mexican food. It's the best in the world, man.
Man, for a young guy, it seems like it'd be a dream come true what you're able to experience in the World Baseball Classic. Getting to talk to a few guys. One guy, I'm curious, and tell me about a couple others if you don't mind, but Daniel Murphy just seems so smart as a hitter, so talented. Did you get a chance to get to know him?
Yeah, I did. I got to talk to him a lot. He was one of the guys that actually didn't play a lot like I did, and we were talking a lot on the bench every single day about hitting or just the approach to the game, what he's thinking about when he's up there, what he's looking to try and do. And very smart guy, man. He's trying to not hit a single ground ball. That's his motto. And I think he said that that's made a ginormous change in his career, and it's helped him out tremendously.
If you talk to anybody who moves around in the batter's box, that used to be a thing of like 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But during the course of a bat or facing a certain type of hitter, do you ever move around yourself?
No, yeah, sometimes I do, depending on what kind of pitcher we're facing. For example, this year I moved on Iwakuma.
Okay.
Seattle.
Move forward?
Move forward, yes. Yep. I saw Marwin move forward against Miranda last night and drew a walk. He took away Miranda's splitter.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, you're going to throw me the fastball." And he walked him, and it was a big walk. Two hitters later, Gattis doubles, and three-run score, and we go ahead. So you see hitters do that all the time, and when Marwin did that, that was huge last night.
Isn't that fun as a young guy? Because you're always going to be learning. I mean, you're going to be playing this game when you're 40 and still learning, but even as much as you know right now, on a daily basis, you're probably picking up something.
Oh yeah, every single day. We got great guys in this clubhouse that you can pick up a lot from. If you're willing to learn from them, you can learn a lot. You got veterans like Beltran and McCann and Reddick and Altuve. It's pretty special, the group that we have here, of the combination of youth and vets, and it's pretty special.
A couple of knocks last night felt pretty good. What's going right?
Just feeling better every single day. Feeling better at the plate every single day. Putting in the work.
When you're going good, what's your approach? Are you trying to think up the middle for the most part?
Yeah, I'm thinking right center.
Okay.
I'm thinking right center, and I'm getting back to that. Getting back to that, seeing better pitches to hit now. You know, just trying to put good swings on it. I'm not trying to do too much. And I think that's huge. Just swinging at strikes, swinging at pitches that I can drive, swinging at pitches I can put a barrel on, and that's helping out a lot.
There you go. That's Alex Bregman. Alex, tear him up tonight. Thanks for catching up.
Hey, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.